Spiro speaking.
Hi, Spiro. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Oh, good. Good to hear. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I just want to touch base with you about some offers we sent out a couple weeks back. Looks like it was based on some financing you did with Bank of the West. And, yeah, we had the business pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital. Looks like about 250K. So just want to see, you know, what kind of plans or projects you have coming up where you might need some financing.
Right now I'm okay. I'm refinancing a bunch of other stuff. So,
oh, really?
And I'm going to get a line of credit through the bank that I'm doing. I'm going to refinance some stuff with. So.
Okay. Is that Bank of the West, or who are you working with?
I'm going to switch over. I got a big account with Columbia Bank, and we're going to switch over to Riverview Community Banking. We're going to switch over a big commercial loan, and there's enough equity in there for a line of credit for half a million. So I'm going to go maybe that route.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And so why were you, you know, refinancing the equipment? Are you needing more money for cash flow?
You know, I'm thinking about buying another piece of equipment here probably next week or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you looking to add on?
I mean, I need to get a forklift, a big forklift.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
Probably about $31,000. So.
It costs around $31,000.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a used one through the rental companies, you know, they're looking right now.
Yeah.
We need a whole bunch of, we need one on the job site, and we're going to need one for 3 months, and the rental on that, so the job is about $3,000 a week, so I figured, you know, I could just buy one, put it on the job, and then make them pay for it, and then at the end I have some, you know. Well,
yeah, that's smart, you know, because then you'll have it and you can use it, you know, for other jobs. And
exactly.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of jobs coming up where you use the forklifts?
We use it all the time, you know, just never stepped out of a boundary to buy one. But now that the economy is good and we've got a lot of build orders coming, we decided to maybe step forward and buy one, you know. So,
yeah. Okay.
You know,
yeah.
What's that?
I mean, do you already have, like, a vendor or a quote for this piece of equipment?
I got two of them coming. I got one from the Enatol Rental and one from Ferg's Rental.
Uh-huh.
I'm waiting back to see which one is coming, who wants the business, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well,
to get a better price. So.
Yeah, exactly. And we have, you know, we do equipment financing, and, I mean, we also do working capital as well. And yeah, I mean, we can get you an answer, you know, by the end of the week, see what we could do for you if you would like to throw it in for the bid. Do you already have those quotes available?
I do, but I haven't decided which one I'm going to go with. So.
Yeah. Well, what's the, so it's 31. What's the other price range for the other forklift?
Yeah, the other one is anywhere from 20 to 31.
20 to 31.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and so, yeah, what I could, you know, do for you, we could send you over an application, and we could see what we could do for you, at least, and then you'd have an idea.
Okay.
I mean, what's a good email for you over there?
Spiro, S-P-I-R-O.
S-P.
At SKS-DEV, like in development, the first three letters, DEV, .com.
.com. Okay. All right, and yeah, so you have the vendor, and have you already, like, gone to your bank to get the financing?
No.
Okay.
I don't have to get financing at any time, so that's probably two concerns. So.
Okay, good. And how would you, you know, rate your credit over there, Spiro?
Pretty good. I mean,
pretty
I see
good.
My bills.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so,
okay,
yeah,
perfect.
I miss a bank payment. I mean, I miss a credit card because sometimes I forget about, you know, busy working,
yeah.
But I've never missed a payment, never been late, never been in aspects, so
uh-huh.
I consider myself having good credit, what I'm basing it off, but every
okay.
other bank is different, So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, we have multiple programs. I mean, we work with Credit Tiers ADD, so I'm sure we'll be able to get you in the best program.
Okay.
And, you know, what were your gross annual sales like last year for you?
What's that?
What were the gross annual sales like last year for you over there?
Probably we did about $3 million in sales.
Wow, that's great. And are you projected to go above that this year?
Right now I got a commercial group that I'm working on that is just at $1.4 million, and then we got a bunch of houses we got coming up and all that stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you got some big jobs coming up then. Okay.
Yeah, correct.
How long have you been doing this for, Sparrow?
Oh, since 98.
Oh,
so,
wow. You've been...
I didn't go broke while everybody else gets. So,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
I always get so frustrated with this. A lot of people went broke, and the guy that didn't go broke is punished all the time. So, you know, that's one of my biggest complaint is, you know, I've never gone broke with anybody, but I always get picked on because, oh, we want to prevent you from going broke. I'm like, really? I'm really conservative. I'm like,
yeah,
talking to the wrong guy.
Yeah, and that's cool. Smart. You know, it's smart to do. And look at how long you've lasted for so long. That's great. And how'd you get started in this industry?
Just I was in the food business and working in the food business, owning a big pub, and started accumulating property. You know, just making money there and buying properties. And I got interested in building, and I built my first 48-unit apartment complex. That was my first project ever.
Wow.
So, got going that way.
Wow, it's interesting. How'd you, you know, get your first property? Did you start, like, just making it into rental property, or did you flipping it?
No, well, I bought a commercial strip of, commercial building, and at the time I was only 22, 23, I think.
Wow.
And I didn't know what I was buying. And it came with, the building came with a bunch of, a big lease, a lady had a lease on it, and I decided in that space where I was going to take my business, I was going to put a pub, you know, a brew pub restaurant, and I started that and never looked back, so.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's awesome to hear. Yeah, I would like to get into that as well, like buying property, so it's great to hear. Yeah, it's very interesting. And did you, like, when you got that property, did you just kind of save up, or how'd you?
No, I mean, I back in 92 when I started, 91 or 92 when we bought the place, you know, property at that time was a little cheaper than what it is today, so we paid for, what was it, 8 acres? We paid $395,000, and then I put $50,000 down and payment. And I accumulated, you know, I bought this commercial piece with this apartment land. I didn't know what I had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good to hear, you know, you're expanding. But, you know, what I'd like to get this going for you, see what we could do for you over there, Spyro.
Send me some info on it, and I'll look at it. We'll go from there.
Okay, sounds good. I'll go ahead and email that app, and I mean, all we need to get an answer is just it's a one-page app, and it'd be like three months business bank statement. They just look at the cash flow of the company, and and then it'd be your most recent tax return, and then you can email that all over to me. We can get you an answer, you know, here by the end of the week on what you'd be looking at with us.
A little bit busy this morning, so probably when I get back home, because I have a home office, I keep it off. So it'll probably be a little later today then. So,
okay, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah,
if you go
in the morning, one or the other.
Okay, if you want to get over first thing in the morning, as soon as I get it, I'll shoot over to underwriting and get you an answer here as soon as possible. And that way, you know, you can see what we can do for you and get you going with this forklift.
That's good.
And what would be a good time to follow up with you?
Probably a couple of days, just to make sure remember to do it all.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
It was good talking to you. All right, I'll look out for it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.